This is Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you on WPTF, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Joined by Mary Lucas from Transitions Life Care, here's your host, Jason Kong.
Welcome to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us this afternoon. I'm Jason Kong, and I have the pleasure, as always, of being here with Mary Lucas, representing Transitions Life Care. Mary, how are you doing today?
Well, the Canes are winning, so I'm doing well. That last game, though,
Were you there? I know you go to a lot of Hurricanes games.
I've been there a bit, and, you know, it's loud and exciting, and, you know, for our state, it's a wonderful hockey is great here in North Carolina, and the Canes caused some chaos, let me tell you that. I'm excited for them, and so I might be voiceless on the radio for the next couple months, and bear with me.
I was checking the score of game two on my phone. I was like, oh, well, you know, this is over. And then I didn't look at the score again that night. Someone had to come into the office in the morning and tell me, but did you see the end of that game? No, I did not. Incredible, but things are very exciting here locally, you know, coming off the back of NC State in the Final Four, both absolutely, the men's and the women's, and now hockey's going quite well as well. It's a fun time to be in the Triangle and a sports fan. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, we have a unique show lined up, and we're both very excited. This is something that I know you have put a lot of work into over the past few weeks to make this happen, and we're going to spend a good amount of our program on the subject of communication equity. And before we bring in our guest, Mary, how did this come up for you?
You know, I was on a Coalition of Aging meeting, and I heard our guests speak in that meeting about this topic, and I think it is so important for our community and to hear more about communication equity and how we can support those who are hearing impaired, deaf, or who have hearing loss. So I'm really excited about this show and excited to have Jan on the show today. But before we start, Jason mentioned it is unique and something new for us. We want to share a little bit about our show first. We're in an exciting format. We normally don't do radio with video and, you know, I'm glad that I did my hair today so I didn't look. Sometimes I come into the show and, it's a different story. But you all can't see us in the studio, but we're conducting this interview today via video so that Jan can join us with our interpreter. And for those of you who follow along via podcast or who want to listen to the show who may be hearing impaired, deaf, or who have hearing loss, you can also find this with closed captioning wherever you listen to your podcast. And we'll make sure that we share these links after the show so that everyone has access to the show as well. So we're really excited for this show today and to share more on communication equity.
Yes, and to have this wonderful conversation, we are very pleased to bring in the aforementioned Jan Withers. Jan is the director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, which falls under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Jan, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Yes, hello. Hello. I am really thrilled to be here with you. I really enjoy listening to your banter about sports here in the Triangle. As I'm a big fan, you're exactly right. It's really a neat place to be if you're a fan, if you're a sports fan. Older adults, we like sports too. And we are thrilled to see more venues around the Triangle area make sure that there's communication access for those of us with hearing loss in all those venues too. So I am really excited to be here with the both of you.
Thank you. So we're going to be talking about communication equity today, specifically with older adults, but also in general around our community. I want to start there, though. What is communication equity and why does it matter here in North Carolina? What do the numbers around hearing loss, what are they? What's the impact here in our state?
Sure. Here in North Carolina, we have a huge number of people that have hearing loss. That includes people who are deaf, hard of hearing, as well as deaf blind. And communication is something that people just simply take for granted. By and large, when you lose that ability to communicate, it is really mind-boggling. And our mission is to help those with communication and hearing loss want that communication access. So what it means is just simply to understand someone and be understood. Mm-hmm. And you want to be understood just as if that other person had a normal level of hearing. And here in North Carolina, it's important because there are so many areas in our society, the sports that we mentioned before, the healthcare, businesses, work that we do, where people with hearing loss really are limited from enjoying the full benefits of life in all of those venues and all those areas of our society. North Carolina is a popular state for people to move to at their retirement age. So we're seeing increasing numbers of those populations. And then also the hearing loss goes hand in hand with that.
What ranges of hearing loss are there? You know, we hear about it in working in the older adult communities and working in the industry that I do. But there's different ranges of hearing loss. Can you talk to us a little bit about what those are?
Yes, sure. As you know, I'm using sign language. I'm using American Sign Language, and you hear my interpreter's voice. I was born deaf myself. And I consider myself part of a linguistic and culturally deaf community. So that's one example of a person with hearing loss. The vast majority of people who are older have hearing loss that impacts them later in life, maybe their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, and even 70s. And they typically don't sign as they were speaking English throughout their lives. And to maintain the conversational levels and communication that they're used to, they typically are aided in some way by hearing aids or cochlear implants or some other type of assistive technology. And then you have the group that we call deafblind, and that is a dual loss of hearing and vision. And this group has a wide variety of hearing loss levels and vision loss levels. They could be completely deaf and completely blind, using tactile American Sign Language to communicate. And there could be those who may have been born deaf and lost their vision later in life, or the reverse. So people who are older typically lose their hearing, a little bit of hearing and a little bit of vision as they grow older. And each of these groups require different tools to gain access to communication. And there are a variety of awesome tools to use. And the good news is there are solutions and there are resources for all of these groups. And my agency does a lot of information sharing and resource sharing to make sure that people have access to those.
I'm so excited to dive into some of those resources that you all have and the tools that you have in an upcoming segment here in our show today. I am excited that we're using one today and being able to have this conversation and being able to dive into communication equity in our community. And it's such an important topic, and I'm excited to learn more.
It's a very exciting episode of Aging Matters. We are going to continue our interview here with Jan Withers. Jan is Director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And we're going to continue our chat in just a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Aging Matters. Care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic.
This is Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you on WPTF, AM 680, and WPTF.com. With your host, Mary Lucas and Jason Kong.
Welcome back to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic. Hey, if you would like to learn more about Transitions Life Care, view their resources available to you online, you can head over to transitionslifecare.org. Transitionslifecare.org. I am Jason Kong here with Mary Lucas. Our guest with us on the program today is Jan Withers. Jan is Director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and we are having a conversation centered around communication equity. And Mary, this has been something that we've been looking forward to, a program that we've been looking forward to doing for a while. And I think, you know, one of the topics that we want to broach is when we get to the point where hearing loss is an issue, a lot of times there is some pushback from the person experiencing the hearing loss.
Absolutely. I had this exact situation with my grandparents, and I think that they were a little delayed in addressing the hearing loss, and I could see some sort of more disconnect with them, especially with my grandmother kind of, you know, feeling a little bit disconnected with the room and with each other, and it definitely had an impact on her, I think. So I want to talk about that and touch on that here in our conversation today. Do you find that people are delayed in addressing hearing loss in the work that you all do at the Department of Health and Human Services and in your division? And what are some of the causes of these delays?
Yes, yes, very much so. A large group of people, the largest group that reach out to us, are adult children with older parents who have hearing loss. Those children are frustrated. The people around the person with hearing loss will notice it first. And those who are losing their hearing experience what we call a slow boil effect, if you will. So they don't realize right away until it becomes really bad, typically. And then they're willing to reach out and ask for help. We encourage people to be open to hearing loss and to do something as quickly as they can to have hearing screenings on a regular basis or see an audiologist. Insurance does, by and large, cover the evaluation from an audiologist, and so we encourage people to go and take care of that on a regular basis. We often see people wait 7 or more years before they seek out services. And that's not good because your brain is adjusting and accommodating, you know, turning the TV up louder, starting to withdraw from individuals, from social groups. And we really want that not to happen. We see often that it's easier to learn to use a hearing aid earlier than waiting later, waiting until your hearing loss has gotten to a point where it's more difficult. So it does take time for people to accept a hearing loss. We see that using a hearing aid and a cochlear implant is often looked at as the same as using your glasses, corrective lenses. When you put those on, it's an immediate effect, right? People feel, oh, I fixed, I can see a little better. It doesn't happen that way with hearing aids and cochlear implants. It takes time to adjust to those and learn how to use them effectively. So it's a learning process.
Are there any tips that you would give to caregivers who may be listening or loved ones of someone who maybe is battling hearing loss and trying to work through that? Are there any tips that you would give to help have a conversation with them about hearing loss and having their hearing checked? Or, you know, you've noticed that they've turned up their TV very, very loud. What's a good way to approach that with someone to be able to address it?
Yeah, that's tricky. That's a great question. And it's not an easy answer. It's not a one-size-fits-all in terms of how to deal with that conversation and the possibility that hearing loss might be the culprit. There is a lot of stigma around hearing loss. And in this case, I would recommend that they contact one of our 7 regional centers. We have those centers located throughout North Carolina. And they serve all 100 counties of the state. They provide services such as hearing screenings at no charge. And our staff are trained to talk with a person and talk with them about the results. It doesn't indicate that they definitely have a hearing loss, but it does suggest that it may be time for them to see an audiologist for an in-depth proper evaluation. It gives people time, and we don't charge for the hearing screening or for that discussion, the information referral at all. And we ask that local senior centers who schedule get-togethers and groups to ask us to come in and provide hearing screenings for those groups. And those adult children of parents with hearing loss, we just like to remind them that it's a scary experience. Mm-hmm. And there are stages of grief that you even go through. Denial often is a big one that takes some time for their parent that has a hearing loss. And so having softer conversations and giving them time, letting them know that they're safe to talk about it, and taking them into a senior center where they can meet other people their age that might also have a hearing loss that live very well, and maybe utilizing some different tools that they haven't taken advantage of yet. And there are good places to get answers to questions that family members have, as well as the people experiencing hearing loss, and then they can move forward.
What a wonderful resource. Are there other comorbidities associated with hearing loss that caregivers or people who are living with hearing loss should be aware of?
Yes. Yes, there are. That could be one factor that often speeds up someone's response to an older adult with hearing loss, and that is that comorbidities. The top three are falls. Mm-hmm. When you have a hearing loss, you often will experience some falls. Dementia will be another one, and then diabetes. Mm. Studies show that the more severe the hearing loss, the more tendency to experience one of those three. So it is definitely incentive to seek help sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I can imagine the fall situation. You know, your hearing is a balance mechanism in many ways. And with hearing being impaired in any sort of way, it definitely can throw off your balance.
It can. It can. And also for some types of dementia, when you are aided with a hearing aid, what you see is a reversal of some of those dementia symptoms. It doesn't happen for all types of dementia, but there are some types that it is worthwhile to do something about that hearing loss. And especially with falls, using those hearing aids helps you stabilize and lessen the chances of those falls occurring.
That's very helpful. I can't wait to talk more in the next segment about some of the solutions that are available and that the department also offers and the resources. I think it's really important that you brought up our senior centers as well and finding a community to support those that are hearing impaired or deaf. And it's important that we all support each other in this community. So I'm excited to hear about the resources that are available and that there are resources at senior centers and all of the departments that you have across the state. So I look forward to talking with you all more next segment.
We are enjoying our conversation with Jan Withers. Jan is Director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. We've got more with Jan right after this. Please stick around. You are listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic.
This is Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you on WPTF, AM 680, and WPTF.com. 60 minutes devoted to giving you all the information you need when caring for a loved one with Mary Lucas and Jason Kong. If you have questions for the show, you can email agingmatters@transitionslifecare.org.
You're listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I am Jason Kong alongside Mary Lucas. We are so pleased to have with us on the show today Jan Withers. Jan is the director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And our whole conversation today is centered on the subject of communication equity. And Mary, you know, we want to shift gears here just a little bit, because I think so often it's so important to put ourselves in other people's shoes and, you know, maybe think about the other side of communication equity. It's one thing when maybe you're on the positive or the advantageous side, but if you're someone who is suffering from hearing loss, it's really important to empathize with that person and to be able to understand what they're going through.
Absolutely, Jason. You know, I was thinking as we're going through this show, all the different channels and all the different places that that can be very challenging for someone with hearing loss. The doctor, the hospital. You know, we talk on the show a lot about advocating for your loved one when they enter the emergency room. And for someone with hearing loss, I can't imagine what a setting like that feels like. And yes, we do have interpreters in our hospitals, and that's very important. But for those with hearing loss, there are many barriers in this world that they face daily. Jan, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the realities around communication barriers in the world for those with hearing loss and who are deaf?
Yes. Yes. Earlier I mentioned to you the groups of people with hearing loss, right? Deaf, hard of hearing, and deaf-blind. And with this topic, aging matters, we are focusing on the hard of hearing population, because that population typically doesn't sign and they rely on other ways, other augmentative technologies to assist them. And we know that people take communication for granted. And those that surround people with hearing loss usually don't have a lot of patience for those with the hearing loss. And that's a big challenge for that person. They need to advocate for their own needs. They often don't know how to do that, how to advocate for themselves, or they might be a little fearful that they're causing trouble or being a burden to other people. They don't know about the resources that are out there and available. Hearing aids are so expensive. Mm-hmm. And not affordable for many people. They're not covered by insurance by and large for the older population. And so there are barriers everywhere. The TV, something that's in every room and on every device, is a barrier. You can't hear that. You're asking others to repeat themselves all the time. You're having trouble maybe understanding people across the table from you at a restaurant. The restaurant's background noises today are so loud and unfriendly and welcoming to those with hearing loss. Places of faith, we're seeing that people are having difficulty understanding the person providing the message, or maybe when they're traveling, they're having to move to a different gate, but they don't realize that until they see the people around them moving to the gate. They're not maybe hearing the announcement. But all of these things, and research shows that people with hearing loss are more likely to have repeat visits with their doctors more than others, because they didn't understand what was being said at previous appointments. And so that's really unfortunate. Research also shows that people with disabilities are more likely to have certain health consequences or certain health conditions, which means they need to see the doctor and see them more frequently because of that, and because of hearing loss is a lot for someone. Physicians aren't often familiar with all the communication solutions, other than being a little bit knowledgeable about sign language interpreters. Like, there are captioning devices that can be used and apps that can be used in one-on-one appointments if a person utilizes a hearing aid. And oftentimes we're seeing that providers don't realize that they need to assist them with communication access in other ways. And when they are at home and going to bed at night, they don't have those devices on and they have to have other ways of communicating. And so just barriers go on and it's a challenge we help people work through.
So let's dive right into that. At the Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the Department of Health and Human Services here in North Carolina, what are some of the things that you all are doing to address these major barriers?
Yes, it's like trying to eat an elephant, right? It's a challenge. You have to be strategic. We do provide one-on-one services to individuals with hearing loss through our regional centers across the state. We also provide training and consultation to systems like, for example, the Administrative Office of the Courts. We have a partnership with providing that training and consultation with large hospital systems. And we provide training to their frontline staff within those systems, how to appropriately use communication devices or services to really benefit the communication that they have to have with their patients or customers. And we talk about adjusting their policies, making sure that they're flexible enough to fit those individual varied communication needs of the patients that they serve, the customers that they serve. Again, one size does not fit all, and so one solution won't be the answer. We work closely with the Division of Aging and Adult Services. We work with them and they work with us to arrange trainings for the directors of senior centers, for example. And one thing I'm really excited about that I wanted to share is the state aging plan that they develop annually is addressing many things, but it's also addressing hearing loss in almost every section of their plan. And that's so critical and valuable to our communities because 30% of those, again, who are age 65 to 74 have a hearing loss. And then when you hit the age of 75, 50% of that population has a hearing loss. And so you can't approach policy and procedure to assist the older community without looking through that lens of hearing loss and assuming that a large percentage of that community has a hearing loss. And so our trainings ensure that people are well positioned to provide that support and ensure communication equity.
I think it's important. You've used the word system a few times here, and I think that's an important thing for us to call out. We talk a lot about individual needs of someone who is hearing impaired or who has hearing loss, but it's the system that also needs to change. And I appreciate that the department here and the division is working to shift that focus and address the larger system and the challenges that we have.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We just have scratched the surface and started that process. So watch for more of systems change.
I think that's definitely something as a whole, as a healthcare community, as a community at large, as a state. You brought up the aging plan for North Carolina, and I'm excited, very excited to hear that you all are in the whole plan and we're working better as a state to address these issues.
Yes, me too. I really would like to talk more about systems themselves. Every system has staff turnover. Mm-hmm. Systems are made up of people, right? And are in constant change. And we work to collaborate with them, those people that are running the systems, to increase those opportunities for them to make a difference to individuals with hearing loss. So it's an ongoing process. We can't do it one time and think that we're done. We can't become lax with that. Mm-hmm. We have to continue to work in partnership with all systems to make those changes permanent.
Our guest today is Jan Withers. Jan is director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. We've got one more segment after this. Stick with us. You're listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic.
This is Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you on WPTF, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Joined by Mary Lucas from Transitions Life Care, here's your host, Jason Kong.
You're listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic. Jason Kong here with Mary Lucas. Our guest is Jan Withers, and we are so happy to have Jan on the show today. Jan is Director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and we are having a conversation centered on communication equity. And Mary, you had a nice observation about communication equity.
Yes, absolutely. Before we started the show, I think it's very important that we, as listeners, also learn how to better support those who have hearing loss and support communication equity. And I think before we started the show, we had a conversation around what are even the words to use? And Jan, I want to start there. For those in the community, what are the words to use? We clarified at the beginning it's hearing impaired is more appropriate term, and I want to make sure that all of our listeners understand how to better support those who have
had and use the terms deaf, hard of hearing, late deafened, and deaf blind for our communities. Hearing loss is also fine. We actually do not encourage hearing impaired. We don't feel impaired, and they're are some of us that do have challenges, and we recognize those challenges and barriers. But bottom line is we are equals, and we are part of society, an equal part, just like everybody else.
I think that's very important that we're not using hearing impaired and that we're using hearing loss and deaf and having the right terms. Words are incredibly powerful. Are there other ways that we as listeners can be a better part of this system that we've talked about, of the community, and better support those who have hearing loss and support communication equity? What is step one here? How do you keep those who are that are, have hearing loss, how do you keep them engaged? How do you support your friends?
Yeah, it's such an important question. Thank you. Thank you for asking. When people start to lose their hearing, you know, again, later in life, 40, 60, you know, they will typically develop some anxiety, some depression. They may withdraw. They don't know how to advocate for themselves again. They might not be aware of resources that are out there. They tend to know about hearing aids, maybe have seen a cochlear implant, know through the grapevine that they're expensive tools, and there's a bit of a stigma there. Mm-hmm. But the first step is to make sure that you keep your loved one engaged, make sure that they understand what you're saying and that they have full communication wherever they are, and reach out to us. Our 7 regional centers across the state are there for you. You can learn about resources that are out there, what can be done. There's also a consumer organization called Hearing Loss Association of America, and there are state chapters of that national organization here in North Carolina. There are also local county chapters. There's one here in Wake, and they're across the state. And it's important that they get connected with those agencies and those organizations. And they are so happy to work with family members, as we are, to work with coworkers, to work with employers, to make sure that that individual with hearing loss is included in communication. There are tools out there and available. Mm-hmm. And also, I did want to mention that it helps to think about how they can be more engaged with those organizations. There's one called the Coalition on Aging, you mentioned earlier. There are senior centers that are locally available to them. just HLAA chapters, just being engaged, being involved. We help people make those connections if they don't have them already. Those connections help people be at the table at all the different levels and keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very, very important. You shared, Jan, at the Coalition on Aging, which I guess we've given them a lot of shout outs here today, which is exciting. I'll make sure to share this with them as well so they can send it out. But you shared at a recent meeting with the Coalition that communication equity is health equity. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's important. Communication equity is health equity. Tell us more about what that means.
It is. If you think about your own healthcare and what the key to that healthcare is, it's typically your relationship with your healthcare provider. You know, being able to communicate with that provider. And those people with hearing loss might feel a disconnect with them, not understanding everything that they're saying to them and missing some information and feeling like they're really not a full participant in their own healthcare. So you have to start with communication in letting people know that hearing loss is the third most common treatable condition. And that is after high blood pressure and arthritis. So it's the third most common. And they're, you know, the blood pressure and the arthritis, gosh, they're so important to address. But how can you address the two of them if you're working through the lens of having a hearing loss and maybe a communication barrier, right? You have to fix one to mm-hmm. fix the others. And communication equity, therefore, is health equity at the end of the day.
I think that is really important, and especially for our listeners and our audience who, you know, are a mix of our aging adult population, but also caregivers and family members and community. And I think that's really important to keep in mind.
It is. It absolutely is. And I will say that I really appreciate this opportunity to get the word out there and let people know there are resources. And people that have hearing loss are often overlooked and misunderstood, and it becomes an invisible population that gets shifted to the margins of society. So I thank you for raising this up.
I personally have learned so much today. I know that I've messed up my words a few times, and I apologize for that. You know, it's good that we've had this conversation, and I know moving forward, hearing impaired is not the word to use, and there are ways to include and engage our population who are struggling with hearing loss and who have hearing loss or who may be deaf blind, and I'm looking forward to engaging in these conversations more, and we really appreciate you all coming on the show and being with us today to share what the department is doing and what your division is doing. It's really important work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I look forward also to the future and hearing about any comments and responses you get to this show, because we're always looking for opportunities to make a difference for deaf, hard of hearing, and deaf blind in those communities. So I thank you again.
Well, Jan, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Jan Withers, Director of the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing under the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Big thanks to everyone involved with DHHS who helped put this together as well. AJ, Hannah, and our wonderful interpreter, Karen. We really appreciate everyone's effort today to make this show happen. We're so happy that we were able to put it together. A reminder, if you missed any part of this or would like to share it with a friend, go to WPTF.com, click on shows, find Aging Matters. There you can find this podcast as well as all the other podcasts as well. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Mary Lucas, I'm Jason Kong. Thanking you so much for listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic.
You've been listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you on WPTF, AM 680, and WPTF.com. For more information, log on to transitionslifecare.org.